celebrate Mother's Day, we celebrate also Mary as Mother of the Church, spiritual mother to each one of us. One of my favorite stories about the Blessed Virgin Mary is told by St. Louis de Montfort. And St. Louis de Montfort promoted consecration to the Blessed Virgin Mary. We'll be enrolling in the scapular. And the scapular is the sign of consecration to Mary. And St. Louis one day was with his companions. They were called the Company of Mary. And he was persecuted in his preaching. And so one day he was fleeing from his enemies. He had gotten on a ship to get away from them. And as they were sailing, one of his companions noticed another ship coming toward them with his enemies on that ship. So his companions asked St. Louis de Montfort, "What are we going to do?" And St. Louis de Montfort said, "Let's sing a hymn to the Blessed Virgin Mary." Okay? Let's sing a hymn to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And the two ships passed each other as if St. Louis and his companions were invisible. Okay, and like we say, they say Mary is the echo of God. Mary is sometimes described as the echo of God. We cry out to Mary, she cries out to God for us. And the scapular is a symbol of devotion to Mary. Like at the foot of the cross, right before his death, he gave us kind of his last will and testament. He gave us Mary. He said, "Woman, behold your son, son, behold your mother." His final gift to us was Mary. And in that giving of her to us, he told us that motherhood is a two-way street. Woman, behold your son, son, behold your mother. Okay? Like, Mary wants to be our mother, but we have to want to be her children. Actually, enrollment in the scapular is kind of that acceptance of Mary's spiritual motherhood. And like we say, the devotions in the church really give expression to doctrines. They say doctrine without devotion is cold and abstract. Devotion without doctrine can be sentimentality, it can be superstition. So underneath devotions in the church is always doctrine, holding them up. Devotion to the rosary, the scapular, are all founded on the firm foundation of doctrine. And principally the fact that Mary belonged totally to God. Like we say, her autobiography was, "Be it done unto me according to thy word." Mary was kind of all in. She gave everything to God. Like they say, everything else in my life can distract me from God, except Mary, because Mary belongs totally to God. She's all for God and his will. Father Patrick Peyton says of Mary, "She loved God unto virginity." She had the purest total love for God. And you know what they say? They say imitation is the highest form of flattery. Imitation is the highest form of flattery. Like if your teenager has a favorite rock singer, what do? Well, they dye their hair the color of their favorite rock singer. Okay. Well, that's kind of what we do to Mary. But St. Louis de Montfort says true devotion to Mary is first of all interior. It's not just external, but it's interior. It's imitating her virtues. That's, he would say, true devotion to Mary. And the scapula, like I say, represents our desire to unite our lives to Mary's yes. The scapula is sometimes called Mary's fire insurance, because when Our Lady gave it to St. Simon Stock, she said, "Whoever dies wearing this scapula will never suffer eternal fire." Like they say, the church is the ark of salvation. And if you see someone fall off a boat, you throw them a life preserver. Well, the scapula is a spiritual life preserver. It preserves the life of our soul from evil and from death. The promise of the scapula is basically that we won't die in the state of mortal sin. What the scapula is not, it's not a get-out-of-hell-free card. Okay? To use it that way is superstition. It's Catholic voodoo. Okay? But the scapula is Mary's motherly protection for us. Like we say, a life preserver for our soul. And that's the doctrine we live out when we wear the scapula. Even Pope John Paul II, St. John Paul II, his coat of arms was a cross with an M underneath it, and his motto was Totus Tuus. Totus Tuus is the short form of consecration to Mary. I am yours. The more lengthy form is, I am yours, my queen and my mother, and all that I have is yours. Okay? Again, that consecration we give to God. And really, the scapula reminds us that Mary is a sure thing. Like when I was in the seminary, I was visiting my family in Brooklyn on a vacation, and I met a classmate of mine from elementary school. And he was planning to be married in a few months, and he was telling me of his future mother-in-law's devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. He said, she thinks the Blessed Virgin Mary is money in the bank, like a sure thing. Well, we have even more confidence in Mary. Our confidence in Mary is more than any confidence in any human institution. There's an old Catholic proverb that says, child of Mary, child of paradise. Okay? Child of Mary, child of paradise. And St. Ildefonsus of Toledo kind of explains the scapula and this devotion. He says, whatever honor is given to the servant redounds to the master. See, God is the divine artist, and the saints are his greatest works. And of all the saints, Mary is his greatest work. The honor that we give to him, the honor that we give to Mary, really, she gives to God. Like if you compliment someone for some beautiful painting, well, it's the author that receives the praise. When we honor Mary, we give praise and glory to God. And basically, we turn to Mary not only in trials and tribulations, in difficulties, but throughout the normal course of our lives. Maybe an example would be like when the Miami Heat need a basket and there's only 6 seconds left on the clock. Well, who do they give the ball to? They give the ball to LeBron James, because he puts the ball in the hoop when the chips are down and the pressure is on. Well, when the turning point in the history of the world came, who did God turn to? Like, say, not one of us bench warmers. He turned to Mary. And the Miami Heat don't only turn to LeBron James when there's 6 seconds on the clock, they turn to him in the normal course of the game. Well, so in our lives too, in the normal course of our lives, this scapula reminds us that everything we do, we do seeking to imitate Mary's, yes, her perfect union with God. Again, there's an old proverb that says, to Jesus through Mary, Our devotion to Mary is a share in Jesus' love for Mary. Like, one of the commandments, honor your father and your mother, was fulfilled by our Lord. So the honor that we give to Mary is really imitating Christ, who honored her as his mother. Pope Pius XI said, every grace comes to us from Almighty God through the hands of Our Lady. If we seek Mary, we find Jesus. So devotion to Mary doesn't distract us from her son, it unites us to him. Like they say, loving a mother doesn't distract us from loving our father. It perfects the whole family. St. Athanasius would say, heaven descended to earth through Mary, through her, earth ascends to heaven. God came down from heaven to earth through her. We ascend to heaven also through her. So on this Mother's Day, we honor our mothers, but we also honor Mary, Mother of the Church, spiritual mother to each of us. We ask her to intercede for us, especially our First Holy Communion class, that we might always unite our yes to her yes, our be it done unto me according to your word. Like we say, she gave God a blank check on her existence. May we give God permission to run our lives also.